It's everything you need to know in 15 minutes or less for those that want to know everything but don't have the time.
Welcome into Everything You Need to Know with myself, Tyler Franson, alongside Bryce Reedy. How you doing today, buddy?
Pretty good, actually. Pretty good for a Tuesday.
I missed you.
I missed you. I was actually, you know, the whole time when I was, you know, sitting in spring training watching 3D baseball games, you know, watching the Rockies lose.
Saying that just to get a rise out of me?
A little bit. Okay. But I was thinking about you, and, you know, I was wishing that you were there because I know you would have enjoyed it just as much as Joe and I had. So I was very sorry that we were there in sunny Arizona and you were here in cold Grand Junction.
I hate you.
I know.
I mean, I love you, but I hate you right now.
I love you, but I, well, I.
You're indifferent?
Yeah, indifferent.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, let's get to the news. We start statewide, kind of nationally, but now kind of concaving into the state of Colorado. How much have you heard about this whole Cambridge Analytica story?
Very little. I basically, and I could be completely wrong on what I do know, and it was something along the lines of Facebook had a bunch of people sign up for something, like they got people to sign up for this thing that they didn't think of what it was, and then they took all their information and they used it.
You're kind of right. Okay. Well, so it involves, you're right in the sense that it was a unwanted, so this is where things get interesting. So Facebook says it's not a breach. The people, everybody else, the journalists, the reporters, and a lot of officials are saying, no, this is a breach. And now the argument, I can kind of understand where Facebook's coming from. I'm not sympathizing with Facebook because they've kind of, you know, screwed the pooch on this one. But basically, let's backtrack. So first of all, the story goes, a data analytics firm called Cambridge Analytica, based out in Cambridge in the United Kingdom, they were a group that were responsible for, in certain ways, the election of Donald Trump. In that they had, and they did it very strategically. And there's video too of them, of their like CEO saying things like, oh yeah, we can, you know, secretly videotape people and catch them in the act, or we can bribe them or set up what are called honey traps, which are basically, you know, prostitutes.
Yeah.
All this very, very shady stuff. So Cambridge Analytica used in its tactics, they took users' data from Facebook, about 50 million, and made very coordinated marketing, like very specific research and targeting for people based on their data from Facebook. Now, there were some that did voluntarily hand it over. There were others that did not. And it's the people that did not that make up the majority of these users' vanishing information. It's a very complicated story, and one that will not go away easily of its own accord. And it's tying into the Russia investigation because there's someone involved with Cambridge Analytica that was tied to the Russians and the Kremlin and everything like that. There's a lot of stuff that's really shady about this. Mm-hmm. Where it ties into Colorado, and this was a very recent story that was breaking in the Denver Post. Apparently, there were some Colorado state senators in the state Senate, not Cory Gardner in the federal Senate. This was the state Senate here in Colorado. Apparently, Cambridge Analytica was used in an effort to help the state Senate gain control, the GOP gain control of the state Senate, it's a slim majority. But it's a majority nonetheless.
Yeah, and it still happened, and that's completely unethical and against everything, it seems like.
Well, and I mean, look, there are shady politics at every turn. From president of the United States down to Pawnee city mayor, you know? Yeah, I made that reference just for you. But you have to think, though, where's the line?
There has to be some line. And I mean, in general, there's a line that they'll still be willing to cross anyways.
Yeah.
But there's still a line whether or not, you know, things are legally, you're allowed to do that and get away with that.
So we'll see. It's a very, And look, we don't know for sure yet if there's been any data that's been compromised from people on Facebook in Colorado when it comes to the state Senate. And I am of the mindset, I haven't checked, but I'm of the mindset that Colorado's not the only one that's affected.
Oh, yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
And especially if it's affecting the national
If it's affecting national politics and local politics, it can't be affecting local politics at just one state.
Yeah, it's got to be going everywhere.
There's got to be more than just it. I mean, if Colorado turns out to be a very special butterfly, then sure.
But I highly doubt it.
I highly doubt it, too. So, yeah, that's kind of the big breaking news of this afternoon. So,
as one of my teachers put it, he was like, man, I would hate to be the guys on that, the
video.
PR people for Facebook sitting in that room going, okay,
how do we fix this?
What are we doing? Where are we going from here?
Oh, and by the way, Mark Zuckerberg is going to have to be summoned to UK Parliament to speak.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll see.
Good job, Mark.
We'll see how this
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. All right, well, that'll do it for this portion. We'll step away for a little bit and talk about some sports. Let's talk about something not very scandalous. I mean, there's sports scandals all the time, but
nothing here, right?
Nothing here, no.
As far as I know.
As far as we know. But we'll talk some sports here in just a little bit on Everything You Need to Know, which is available for download at 931magic.com, also through the iTunes store and wherever you can find podcasts. This is Everything You Need to Know. Welcome back to Everything You Need to Know. It's the podcast where me and Bryce.
Bryce and Tyler.
My brain's been all off.
It's okay, Tyler. You haven't, grammar. You haven't had to write anything in a while. You haven't, basic grammar just is out the window. It's fine.
I got to tell you, I had a weird morning this morning. I know that's redundant, but
I mean, you have weird mornings a lot of times, so let's hear this one.
This one was like, first of all, I thought today, we're recording this on a Tuesday. I thought today was Monday.
Okay, that's fair.
And we normally have meetings on Mondays at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So I hear my alarm, and my Tuesday alarm set for like 9 a.m. because I don't have to be here until 10 most days. But it's 9:30. I'm hearing my alarm. I'm not waking up. And then when my brain thinks it's Monday, I look at my clock or my alarm and I'm going, crap, I missed the meeting. But then it dawned on me, no, I didn't. That was yesterday, and today's today, Tuesday. So, yeah, I'm a little...
Good job, Tyler.
A little wobbly today.
But, yeah, that probably put you all out of whack just in general.
It really did. No, it really did.
Yeah, I believe it.
I was really confused. All right, let's talk some sports. CMU softball is kicking
Raking.
Major ass.
Major booty.
26-0 as of recording this?
Yep.
And not only are they 26-0, they've won games by double digits, mercy rule.
Crushing.
Just crushing. And I mean, how? Just how?
It helps when you have arguably the best pitcher in the entire nation.
That helps.
And she goes, 50% of your games.
Yes. So
there you go, 50% of your wins. It also helps. You got a great coach, Ben Garcia.
Yep.
He is fantastic.
Yep.
Talking to that, I've talked to him on several occasions, and he is one of the most knowledgeable people, probably, arguably, in that entire athletic department, coaching-wise.
Oh, I'm sure.
He is so much knowledge, especially about softball.
So
much knowledge.
You said he is so much knowledge.
Oh, well, that too. He is so much knowledge. He's basically just flowing with it.
And you're ripping me from my grammar this morning. Whatever.
But then you also got Brooke Hodgson. She kills it.
Yep.
You got one of the fastest players in all of Division II softball.
Softball or baseball at this
baseball,
point.
Yeah, and Maggie, Mandwarden? I don't know how you pronounce it. I apologize if I mispronounced it. But, I mean, you just got people buying into their roles. And I think that's the biggest thing. They're buying into their roles, playing not just for the home run, because, I mean, they can hit home runs. We can hit the long ball. But they know how to play baseball. You got runners You got runners on first and second, and you got no outs. You bunt and move them over. They're totally fine doing that. They're totally fine. If you don't make it to first base and you get out, it's fine because you advance the runners. A lot of teams, it's hard to get people to buy into those simple concepts, but this team does it to a T.
And I think it helps. I think it helps when you talk about buying in. I think it helps them that they have been winning. Mm-hmm. Makes it a little easier to buy into what they've been doing. But you're right. The fact that they have, you know, it's kind of like a cycle. It's reciprocal. You buy into the system, you win. You win, you're more likely to buy into the system. And yep, that's how they've gotten to 26-0.
And that's why, too, I mean, Ben Garcia has to get his players to buy into the system.
Exactly.
And the fact that he's got one of the most winning percentages, I think in all of our athletics, I think he's one of the highest. I think his win percentage is like over 90 in his career, not just here, but just in general.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he proves to you he knows how to win. So if you want to come here and you want to play for CMU, you got to buy into my system because my system works.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
Want to touch on this real quick. CMU men's basketball head coach Andy Schatz stepping down. We're not really sure why, and I don't know that I want to speculate because, I mean, it could be personal. We don't know for sure.
There could be a bunch of things.
There's a bunch of reasons why. We won't get into it. But for right now, there is a head coaching vacancy. And as someone, I know you are the basketball guy. You know the team very well, and you know the sport very well. What does this team need in a coach for the future?
I'm trying to think how I want to put. They need a guy. So here's my. I'm not knocking Schatz by any means, but this is one of the things that I always thought over the last couple of years that we need to change a little bit. I think the style of play we've been playing isn't the style of play the rest of the league and nation is playing. They're back in the let's post it up, or like not let's post it up, but they're not fully involved in the I'm trying to think of how I want the right wording of it. Like we shoot the three, but we don't shoot the three. We have like two guys that can shoot the three, but that's not all we do. It's not like we're Golden State from an NBA standpoint,
right,
where like that's a big part of your game, or Houston, where that's a big part of your game. But we're also not a posted-up team. We're kind of one of those teams that was, I don't know what we are.
Well, and we used to have one of the best post players in arguably Division II,
yeah,
in Ryan Steffen.
Well, and he was Division II Player of the Year, but even that year, too, we still finished, what was it? I think we might have finished first in regular season, but we finished like third or fourth in the conference tournament. I don't even think we made nationals.
Huh.
But, and it's just one of those things where I just think we need to bring somebody in that gives you an identity. Are we going to be that post-up team? If we are, great, but we're going to need more big guys. Lewis and Mines, they have those big bodies. We got like one, and he's Philip Nowicki, and he didn't hardly play at all.
Well, he got hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but even when he was healthy, he was only averaging like 5 minutes a game. Damon, as much as good as he is, he's kind of bony. He's not, you know, big muscled big guy.
Right.
And then you got Connor Nichols, who's a forward, but he's also a guard playing the outside. But then you're not also playing the outside. I mean, CJ Davis, now that he's gone, Emilio Sato's our only shooter on that team,
mm-hmm,
arguably. I mean, Hoffer doesn't shoot it at a high percentage. Nichols doesn't shoot from the outside at a high percentage. He shoots those mid-range pretty well, but he's not an outside shooter.
Right.
Damon doesn't step out. What are we going to be? And so whoever you bring in has to determine what are we going
to
be.
They have to be the one that sets the identity forward with what they've got and the pieces they've got.
Yeah, and then also moving forward, too, with who you're going to bring in. Because no matter what, more than likely, too, whoever you bring in, and this is going to suck, they're still not going to be very good in more than likely next year or the year after. They'll be better. They'll still be middle ground. We might get into the RMAC tournament and stuff, but we're not going to be probably 1, 2, or 3. You're going to be, you know,
towards the bottom,
6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Mainly because you're bringing in a coach that is using old coaches' players.
Yeah.
Which it just takes a while to get out of that.
Exactly. And then your bracket.
I still got three of my final four in it. I lost Arizona. Cause
so did I.
They suck. And I had them in the championship game, so that sucks.
So you didn't have Virginia going to the Final Four then?
No, I had Arizona going.
I had Virginia. I can't remember for sure, but I know I had one, if not both, going to the Final Four.
Yeah. So I had Kansas, obviously. They're going to win it all. Knock on wood, they're winning it all. I had Villanova. They're playing really well. They're looking good. They kind of scare me, actually, if Kansas meets them in the Final Four. And then I had Michigan from the other
from the other side.
Yeah, the other one. And then I had Arizona. And the only reason I put Michigan, I don't like Michigan at all. I hate them, actually. But I just kept hearing things that they had been playing really well as of late. And anytime, it always seems like there's one Big Ten team always going to get in that mix in that Elite Eight, Final Four-ish realm. And I was like, since Michigan State, I had them losing to Kansas because I had them beating Duke and then losing to Kansas. I was like, well, I think there should be some Big Ten team kind of going far. So I put them. And I didn't believe in Xavier as a number one seed anyway either. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got three of my Final Four.
Well, good for you. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with a little talk of pop culture as much as we can. Not a heck of a lot, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't really know a whole lot. What's been going on right now?
We'll try to salvage it in a little bit on Everything You Need to Know. Welcome back to Everything You Need to Know. It's the podcast where we talk about, well, everything you need to know. Myself, Tyler Franson, alongside Bryce Reedy. We talk about news, sports, and now we bring in the pop culture segment. And got to be honest with you, not a lot that we know is going on in terms of pop culture worldness. But
I'm trying to think. There was a new trailer that came out today that looks pretty good. Did you see it? It's called for the movie Tag.
Oh, I saw like a snippet of it. I didn't see the actual.
You should watch. It looks pretty, like, really funny. It's got a whole bunch of people in it.
Really?
It's got like Ed Helms.
Oh.
I'm gonna blank on his actor's name, but Hawkeye from Avengers.
I totally know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know his actor's name, and I apologize. We also got the guy from what's it called? What's his name? Nick from that show.
From New Girl?
From New Girl, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know his name. He's in it. It's got Mad Men guy, main guy.
John Hamm?
Yeah, John Hamm. And then it's also got a bunch of females. They weren't in the trailer very much, but there was a bunch of them.
Shocker.
I know.
That it Hollywood looks, has some hint of sexism to it.
Shocker. It looks really funny.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So you should watch the trailer at some point.
All right, I probably should. The new Infinity War trailer.
I watched it 6 times half an hour, probably.
That's a good rate.
Yeah, yeah. I want it out today.
It'll come out soon enough. Don't you worry.
Today. Oh, that's one thing. Next week is it this? No, it's next week. What's it called? Ready Player One comes out.
Oh, yeah.
The Steven Spielberg one.
Yeah, that looks like
That looks insanely good too. I'm really excited for that.
They got some Star Wars things in there too. Mm-hmm. So
they got Star Wars. They got superheroes, Iron Giant, everything. Freddy Krueger, all kinds of weird stuff's gonna be in that movie.
It's a nice hodgepodge of pop culture mix and everything.
Well, and everything I keep seeing from just early stuff on Twitter and stuff, they say it's one of his better ones as of late. So anything Steven Spielberg is,
it's Spielberg.
And if they're saying it's one of his better ones, I'd like to believe it's a really good one.
You know,
he's been good.
Later in his career, with the exception of Indy 4.
I don't even know which one that is.
Indiana Jones 4.
Oh, yeah, that one also is starting production, I guess.
He's doing Indy 5.
Yeah, in a year or something, and Harrison Ford is going to be 75.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Applefoff.
Yeah, people were making jokes, and it was like, Indiana Jones and the let's try not to get our main actor hurt walking down the stairs in this one scene.
You know, he did hurt himself when he was filming Force Awakens, right?
Yeah. That's not surprising.
But that wasn't because he was old. That was because a door fell on top of him.
Well, yeah.
Combined with
the fact that he is old, yes, that probably wasn't the best thing for him.
You know, he may be 75, though. He could still kick our ass.
Oh, yeah. He would
easily
destroy us.
Easily.
I'd look at him. He'd just look at me, and I'd probably go down.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Like, yes, sir, Mr. Indiana Jones / Han Solo / just
complete Blade Runner.
Everything about you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be me.
Yep.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up here for us on Everything You Need to Know. For Bryce Reedy and myself, Oh, I never got to ask you, at least on here, or did I, about spring training?
Fantastic. Just take it all in. You need to go at some point. It's a great experience.
We have a coworker that's going right now, and he's completing his tour of like all the major parks for both Cactus and Citrus League.
Nice.
Or Orange League or whatever it is. Grapefruit League.
Yeah, Grapefruit League. That's what it is.
Anyway. Alrighty. Well, that'll do it here for us. For Bryce Reedy, I'm Tyler Franson. Thank you very much. This podcast available on 931magic.com and also available on the iTunes Store. Have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week.
It's everything you need to know in 15 minutes or less for those that want to know everything but don't have the time.